next speaker from the mission in Geneva. Sir, I would like to thank all the delegations that have spoken about our efforts for human rights in our western areas and the southern provinces, as well as the great role that is played by our national institutions, in particular the various regional committees in Al-Ayun and Dakhla, also the efforts that are being deployed to promote the Hassani culture, which was enshrined in our constitution, pending a final and consensual solution between all parties for the Moroccan Sahara. We are making every effort to strengthen freedoms and rights in the Moroccan Sahara area, to ensure equality between that part of our country and other parts. The people of the Moroccan Sahara are well integrated into our life regionally and locally, and they have got their vocational and elected representatives, as well as civil society organizations that are working in favor of securing their rights and protecting them. There is a historical opportunity for reunification, and there is an opportunity for the protection of human rights through a solution that would allow the inhabitants of the Moroccan Sahara to engage alongside the other citizens in our life on the basis of balance between economic, social, and cultural rights on the one hand, and civil and political rights in the south. There have been a number of projects that have been launched, and in a framework of safety, to enable this area to be fully integrated, and a call for cooperation between Morocco and Africa on the basis of building bridges and building cooperation. In 2016 alone, there were 600 development projects in the Moroccan desert, and that would be implemented in the coming decade to strengthen human rights and provide dignity in their lives. And it is important also for us to say that all efforts that are being deployed are part of our choice for a future and a constructive approach to human rights. And you know that Morocco is one of the countries that have received the highest number of mechanisms that have visited